the elite. It does not necessarily mean that biologically they were descendants of the elite. Spiritually, they were descendants of alien souls, not alien souls. Alien souls were distinct to persons, but alien souls did not go in the path, did not walk in the path for their father aliens. They took it easy. Chazal tell us what they mean, that they were callously indifferent to the misery of the women who brought Kabbalah and they allowed the Kabbalah to stay unsacrificed. They didn't care about the hardship that the postponement of the church to come might entail for the husband, for the woman. They took it easy. So the matter tells us that near Ozul in Mali, a certain city, it was probably a very affluent city, a city where the people were very particular about their physical appearance. They probably went twice a week to the gymnasium to keep in good shape. Droison, Kuhn, Schillerich, all of them, the oldest among them, had black hair, not a single hair, not a single gray hair. So he said, you are spiritual heirs of the Bnei Eil. You take it easy. You mind your own business. You're not swayed by a sense of righteous indignation. You can tolerate all evil and all injustice as long as it doesn't affect your own personal interest. You don't care. You are completely insensitive. But you see, this, when he reprimanded them, when he chastised them, they realized that they were wrong, that they were following an evil path. Why? Because they were still elderly people. Why does the halacha declare that even Zokin Ashmoye, and according to Rashi, so even one who is in my Samcho, even one who is not a Shema Mitzvahs, even one who is not a Shema Shabbos, he doesn't observe Mitzvahs, but if he's an old man, you have to show him reverence. You have to show him respect. Why? Because Yadus has great faith in the human being. The Sifri says in regard to the Pasuk, Kerem Uno Vein Nobel, the God is the God of faith. How is a child to say, in regard to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he has faith. A human being has faith in the Rebbeinu Shalom. But me, my Minakodesh Baruch Hu, the Sifri raises the question, how can we even conceive of the Rebbeinu Shalom having faith? The Rebbeinu Shalom, the source of all existence, the source of all moral and spiritual values, he has faith? In whom does the Rebbeinu Shalom have faith? So the Sifri gives a very simple answer. Elishu, mind the other. The Rebbeinu Shalom has faith and confidence and trust in the human being, that in spite of the fact of all that humanity in the course of the generation has been faltering and has been stumbling and has been committing so many blunders time and time again, and the same blunder is being reiterated again and again, but the Rebbeinu Shalom still has faith in humanity, in the human being, that in the course of generation, gradually and slowly but surely, he will grope his way through the spiritual darkness in the world, and ultimately mankind will attain its objective. It might take a very long time, but slowly but surely it will attain its objective. Kelem Uno. And that's the reason as to why the halacha requires each and every one of us to show respect to every old person. Because even though a certain old person appears to be so cruel, so ruthless, so rude, but in every human being there are sparks of humanity. And if a human being is approached properly, then it's possible to arouse these sparks of humanity and decency. And once these sparks are aroused, then it's possible to turn these parks into a holy place. We thought, ah, that's Kurdish. But we have to know how to close these people. That's the reason as to why the Torah requires us to show respect and external reverence to every holy person, every old person. Because even though he's apparently rude and brute, and he's ignorant, he's devoid of all knowledge, of all theoretical knowledge, he's devoid of all practical knowledge. But in the course of the years, he must have undergone a lot of trouble and a lot of travail. And the trouble and travail that he absorbed in his psyche have the potential of bringing forth a Lava's Kiddush. If we know how to approach that person, and in order to approach the old person, and in order to arouse the sparks of decency and humanity and sanctity that are latent within the heart and the conscience of each and every man and woman, especially when he or she is old, then we might regain the person. That's the reason as to why the Chinuch says, "Shmitnei shebereif shonim, sheshafilu zokin ashvoyim, kein asherin ochocham, hu bichol ha-mitzvah shehol lechatei, mitnei shebereif shonim, rov yitir tzas, imaisi ha-shem yitvorach, imitreiso, imitirkach, rov lecholeimus." And then the Medresh continues, how do we know? How did Shlomo know that Ateres Tiferes Seibo Biderach Dokot Imotzei, that the holy head is a crown of glory only if it is on the head of the righteous person? Because that we can deduce from Avraham Avinu. Mimi Atolomit Ma'avraham, Al Yidei Shenem Abei, Bishomru Derech HaVishem La'atzizdoko L'Mishpot. What was Avraham Avinu's spiritual revolution? We say Avraham Avinu was Hiker Hasbeir. He acknowledged the existence of God, but that cannot be explained literally, because Chazal could not have meant that prior to Avraham Avinu, no human being acknowledged the existence of God. Didn't Mishu Shalach acknowledge the existence of God? Didn't Chaneich acknowledge the existence of God? Didn't Shem Ve'Eber believe in God? So why do Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was the first one to be Makir Hasbeirim? The answer is, Hakor Hasbeirim does not consist in mere faith, but Hakor Hasbeirim consists in faith in God and in being motivated by faith in God. If one is faith in God, but he's not motivated throughout the vicissitudes of life by his faith in God, then he's not Makir Hasbeirim. The spiritual revolution wrought by Avraham Avinu consisted in the proclamation that one has to be a motivated shemoyika. As the Gemara in Chagiga points out, Maise be Bergechen and Bumzakai, Shemorechi Balachamim, Behoyo, the Blessed Ben Aroch, Nechamerachro, Omalei Rabbi Lamdini Peter Bimasin Akobo, Omalei Balishaminu, the Boy Bimasin Akobo, Biochi, El Jirachoch, and Living in Taipei, Omalei Rabbi Tashemi, Lema Lifanecho, the Marech Shul Mantoni, Miliad, Yorad, the Bechel Muzaka in Achamei, the Yoshav, Al Eden, and the Blessed Ben Aroch delivered the lecture in Maisim Akobo. And then, when the Blessed Ben Aroch concluded his lecture in Maisim Akobo, in the realm of metaphysics, in the realm of that which is transcendental and is so deep and profound, when he concluded this lecture in Maasim Akobo, so Omar bin Shoki Al-Beishen, the Omar, Yesh lo yederish v'lo yimikayim, Yesh lo yimikayim v'lo yederish, V'yato lo yederish v'lo yimikayim, Ashrecho Avraham Avinu, Shepin Chosei Yotzon Chalutzeko. He congratulated Avraham Avinu in that Elazar ben Aroch was in the seminary of his, and he followed up the direct approach of Avraham Avinu. And what was the approach of Avraham Avinu? What was the mandate that was laid down by Avraham Avinu for all of Jewry, and for all human beings who are nichnas tachas kamti hashchina. That is, that in order to be machshavas beirei, it's not enough to have faith in God. It's not enough to give lip service to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not enough to pay tribute to the Torah, to Judaism. It's not enough to deliver a sermon about the beauty of Judaism. But one has to be a noideh shilo l'chayim. Practice and theory have to go hand in hand. That was the mandate that was laid down by Avraham Avinu. And one who follows up this mandate is a spiritual heir of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu can be proud of such a person. So that's the reason why the Blessed Ben Aroch greeted the Blessed Ben Aroch by saying, Atom Dirish Noi Kai, Ashrecho Avraham Avinu, Shebim Chose Yotzeh Mechavetzecho. And Avraham Avinu was in Machshavas Beirei because he declared that one has to be in Noi Dirish Noi Mikayim. If he's not in Noi Mikayim, he's not in Machshavas Beirei. He can deliver 1,000 sermons about Judaism, about justice and righteousness. But if he's not in Noi Mikayim, he's not in Machshavas Beirei. Chazal tell us at the end of Matches, Tayag Mitzvah Snemru Lemeishem Sinai, Boch Havakuk Vemidolachas, Shenemar Vitzadik Vemunose Yichye. Chazal do not mean that Havakuk Hanovi annulled all the Mitzvahs at Torah and reduced Tayag Mitzvahs to one Mitzvah. Havakuk Hanovi did not reduce the Mitzvahs to one Mitzvah. Habakkuk Hanovi merely declared that all the mitzvahs at all the Tayag mitzvahs are comprised with one principle of tzadik b'menoseh yichye. Who is considered a maimin? Not one who just gives lip service to Judaism. A maimin, a true maimin, is one who lives by his faith, who is motivated by faith in the Rebbeinu Shalom, who is motivated by the Torah. A true maimon is one who is in Noi Deirei Shenoi Mikayim. This is a true maimon. Such a person is in Machshavas Beirei. But if the Noi Mikayim does not go hand in hand with the Noi Deirei, then he's not a true maimon. Then he's Miktani Amona. And then the Midrash continues. We have Gom. זוקן בו ביומי, זוקן זה שקולו שני יום. יש לפה אדום שהוא בזקנו, ואין לי ביומי, ביומי ואין לי בזקנו, אבל כאן זקנו כנגד יומי, ביומי כנגד זקנו. בתור עושה זה מגעת אברום, ואברום זוקן בו ביומי. אברום was old and full in days. So there are two kinds of zקנות. There is a זקנו of יומי, and there is a זקנו of יומי. אברום possessed both sickness. Zikna of Shoni manifests itself in the number of years that one lives. But many times a person lives a very long span of life, 8 years, 9 years. But there is no Zikna of days. The days are not full. The days are void and empty. And there is no continuity, there is no chibur between one day and another day. The years consist of isolated time atoms without any continuity between one day and the other. These are the years of a person who lets himself be swayed by his appetites, by his transient desires and inclinations and caprices. Such a person, even if he lives 80 years or 90 years, is only attains a zikna b'shalom, but he's not a person. He's not fully in days, because his days are empty. And sometimes a person dies at a very young age. Shmuel HaRamosi lived only 42 years, and but he was not zokin, but he was a bob ayomim. His days were full. So at home, zokin bob ayomim, zokin zesikon shnei yomim, yesh l'chodom shu bizikno. He attains a zikna of shoni, but vein biyomi. There is no content, no meaning in the days, in the vicissitudes of his life. There is no continuity. The years consist of isolated, scattered time atoms. So biyomi vein biyikna, and sometimes a certain person has Papa is a Papa Yomi. He has full days. Every day in his life, he is full and abound in meaning and significance. But he doesn't have Zikno Shomi, but Avraham Avinu was there. Both are account. Zikno kineged Yomi v'Yomi kineged Zikno. Omar Rav Yitzchok. Boba Yomi. What's the meaning of Boba Yomi? Beison Hayomi shekosu v'en. Ada shalo yosh bonim v'meyor. Today, people are concerned with the problem of geriatrics. It's a big problem, because elderly people, when they attain a certain age, they become bored with life, and they don't know what to do with themselves. And they look for all kinds of thrills and time killers. Why? Because the years were years without days. There was no Boba Yomi. So then, when they attain an old age, it's Yimeyoro. Every minute is boring. And they look for all kinds of thrills. But when Avraham Avinu was a Boba Yomi, some later when he was very old, he found great happiness. Why? Because there was continuity between one event and another event, between one day and the other day. And he was possessed of all the days. Why? Because he dedicated himself to Chesed, to Tzedakah. That's a Gemara in Yom Daf Ches. Mimeyem shall abisenu, v'yposko yeshiva me'er. Hoyu b'Mitzrayim yeshiva imoer, shenemar reinech v'yosavto ezikne Yisrael. V'mipo yeshiva imoer, shenemar ispo lo shivim yishin ezikne Yisrael. Avrom zokin v'yeshit yeshiva hoyo, shenemar v'avrom zokin. Yitzrok obinu, zokin v'yeshit yeshiva hoyo, shenemar v'yiki zokin yitzrok. Yaakov obinu, zokin v'yeshit yeshiva hoyo, שנאמר, והנה ישראל קודם זקן. אליעזר עבד אברום, זוקים בישיב ישיבו היום. שנאמר, ואיב אברום רב בי, סכם בייסי. עד אברום אבינו רויו זקנו. אוסו אברום, ובו ירח בי, יהב זקנו. שנאמר, ואברום זוקים בי. So the more in you that tells us that מימיהם של ישראל נוספו ישיבו היום. The Jews, traditionally, were dedicated to Yishev. But when Gemara points out that Oiposko Yeshiva, the Gemara mentions Yeshiva in conjunction with Zikno, Shenema, Hoyu b'Mitzrayim, Hoyu b'Mitzrayim Yeshiva Imoe, Shenema, Olich v'Yosavto Ezikne Yisroel, B'Mipo Yeshiva Imoe, Shenema, Yisro Yeshiva Mish v'Zikne Yisroel, Avrom Zokim v'Yeshiva Yeshiva Imoe, Shenema, V'Avrom Zokim, Yitzchok Avinu Zokim v'Yeshiva Yeshiva Imoe, שנאמר והייתי זוקי ליצחו, יעקב אבינו זוקי וישב ישיבו. The question arises, why did Gemara mention זוקי? Why did Gemara mention ישב ישיבו? The answer is that sickness, the lapse of time in itself, is capable of sublimating a person. If a person dedicates himself to the concept of Boba Yomi. So if a person dedicates himself to the sickness of Shalom, and he lets himself be swayed by his transient inclinations and caprices, then Zikne is not conducive to moral superiority. So then, on the contrary, the more there is lapse of time, the more he begins, as Chazal expresses in the adage, that Zikne Amoretz, calls money Shemaskin, Daito Mitarek. But then, if a person dedicates the time not to Zikne of Shoni, but to the concept of Boba Yomi, if he's determined that every moment in his life should have contents, should be full, should not be empty, that there should be continuity, there should be direction in time, the time should not consist of distinct and separate and scattered atoms of time, but that there should be continuity of time, that there should be meaning and direction and purpose in every vicissitude of life. So then, the more lapse of time there is, the more superior morally and spiritually becomes. So Chazal tells us that if we want to have a yeshiva, so yeshiva by definition means zikne. What kind of zikne does yeshiva mean? Usually in a yeshiva you have young boys. How can you have zikne? Well, young boys cannot have zikin of shoni, but young boys certainly can have zikin of bot yam. And this is the time when one can attain the zikin of yam, of infusing significance and content and meaning into every moment of our lives. Not by adopting chas v'sholem a frivolous attitude of mitzachidus. You know what Hazal say on the pasuk, right, that when and so that Yishmael ben Hogo was mitzachid. So was said to Avraham Avinu, Goreish es ben Oma Adonis, Kilo Yirash, in Bli in Yitzchok, and Vayira Adobo al Avraham, al Yisrael. But the Rebbe Yishmael told Avraham, Kol Ashatim al Lechoso, Shmar Yichilo. Now Soro was not good, Chas v'Shalom. Soro certainly had devotion to, after all, she raised Yishmael. It was her suggestion that Avraham should marry Hagar in order that she should raise Yishmael. She certainly had a great devotion to Yishmael. But when Soro saw has been Hagar HaMitzvah, Mitzachid, so Chazal say, what does Mitzachid mean? Mitzachid in Tzchitel Avizorin, in Tzchitel Yuharayes, in Tzchitel Yishchizami. Because Chazal didn't mean that hope that at that moment being Gomelus Yitzchok in the presence of Avraham Avinu, so Yishmael carried out Avizorin Yuharayes Yishchizami in an extreme way, Chas v'Shalom. Would Avraham have allowed his son Yishmael to perpetrate Avizorin Yuharayes Yishchizami in the presence of all the Gdol HaDor, in the mishne that he made? It's inconceivable. But so that Yishmael adopted an attitude of mitzachim, an attitude of contempt, of despising, of poking fun against people. When a person adopts this attitude of mitzachim, then it's conducive to Avizorin, to Yuharayes, to Shevazomim, to all of the three together. And there is no way of escaping from the inescapable repercussions and consequences of an attitude of mitzachik. Because what does mitzachik mean? Mitzachik means that a person is not interested in Boba Yomim. He doesn't want to infuse meaning and content into every moment of his life. That he is interested in killing time, in having fun. This attitude of mitzachik is conducive to Avizorin Yuharayes Yishchizami. And there is only one way for a yeshiva student to build up a yeshiva, and that is to dedicate oneself to the concept of Sikhne, of Bhagavan. This is the reason, that's why Chazal say, Yisrael is human, Gav Chokhes, Chomel Vachamine Oma, Meir Shalav Yisrael, Miposko Yeshiva Bimu. Why were they Zeche in face of all the trouble and in face of all adverse circumstances, in face of the Egyptian bondage? They were Zeche to maintain the yeshiva in all its glory. Why? Because Shenema Lechli Osapto and Zikne Israel, they dedicated themselves to the concept of Zikno. Zikno as it manifests itself in Bo Hayomim, not the Zikno of Shonim. The Zikna of Shonim can be attained by going to the gymnasium several times a week, by complying with the diet. Now, I'm not speaking against the diet, but this is not the ideal in life. Bimitbo Yeshiva Yimoyen, Shenema, Yisrael Shiri Mish, Zikna Yisrael. How were they able in a wilderness to maintain the yeshiva with all its glory? Because the Jews dedicated themselves to the concept of Zikna. They abhorred the attitude of mitzachik, of poking fun at people. Nothing is more detrimental to moral and spiritual progress than making fun of an unfortunate person. This is the foundation of all the power of the world, the contempt for an unfortunate person. And to call an unfortunate person bum, that's the greatest immoral act. The Rebbe Yishayam is the only one who can render a verdict who is a bomb and who is not a bomb. But a human being cannot render such a verdict. was zeche to become the builder of the Knesset Yisrael. Why? Because Avraham Avinu was the yeshiva. He founded the yeshiva. But how was he able to maintain the yeshiva? Because he was zochei the yeshiva. And the Rach in Yumid HaKohes explains zochei the yeshiva yeshiva. Or Yitzchok zochei the yeshiva yeshiva. Shehoyo ha-shchino shchuyo b'sino. Hashchua shchino means dedication to the concept of Avraham. Hashchua shchino means abhorrence of the attitude of Mitzrachik. No one can escape the inescapable consequences and repercussions of Mitzrachik. Anyone who adopts an attitude of Mitzrachik is bound to become an Arizole, a Migala Ares, and a Shiva Doen. Avraham Avinu, Zokin, V'yeshiva Yeshiva. Yitzchok, Zokin, V'yeshiva Yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu, Zokin v'yeshiva yeshiva. Hoyo, shenema, v'yimi Yisroel, kovdu nizeike. Yaakov Avinu, he was a very courageous person, but he was weak, he couldn't see. Some people boast that at the age of 70, they don't even have to undergo a cataract operation. It's nothing to boast of. Many people have to go through a cataract operation at the age of 50, because they had sensitivity in their life. But when a person is swayed by the concept of mind your own business and take it easy, then he can attain the age of 80 and not have a cataract operation because nothing bothers him. He takes it easy. But in Israel, Yaakov Avinu certainly was a strong man, a very courageous person. But Kovdu Nizeike. He was sensitive towards brutality. He was sensitive towards hypocrisy. He couldn't stand the hypocrisy of Lavan. He couldn't stand the David Zohar of Lavan. He couldn't stand the falsity of Lavan. He couldn't stand the cruelty of his brother Esau. He couldn't take it easy. And he didn't mind just his own business. He minded everybody's business. He didn't say Hashem Elohim anything. No, he said that he is everybody's keeper, because all men are brothers. Eliezer Rebbe Avraham, Zokei V'yeshiva Yeshiva. Even Eliezer, who was a servant, but he was trained by Avraham Avinu. And Chazal say, who was Eliezer? Eliezer was Knaan Bechor, and he was pressed by Noach, all Knaan Rebbe Avraham. So even though he was cursed by Noach,
there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. One mitzvah is mentioned in the Pasuk of Mishnah. Dishimei Chodesh Tevel. This mitzvah is expressive of an obligation of reverence for father and mother. And then there is another mitzvah that is mentioned as Aser Zahirah. In Yisrael and Neschanon of Kabeinus of Yichol Esimel. So, Meir and Kibbut are two separate mitzvahs. What is Meir and what is Kibbut? Tom and Abom and Zeo Meir and Zeo Kibbut. Meir or Yime bin Kenei, or Yeshi bin Kenei, and Yiseiser is more of Bilem Achit. Meir manifests itself in reverence, in respect, in awe before father and mother. He shouldn't stand in the place of the father, he shouldn't sit in the father's place or the mother's place. He shouldn't interrupt the father while the father is talking. And he shouldn't be machriya if the father has an argument with someone else. He shouldn't be machriya and say, well, you are right, or the other one is right. Kibbut, that's something else. Kibbut means to honor. It manifests itself in accommodating the father and mother with food, with clothing, with all the needs. Kibbut machil mashke maubishum chase machrisumeis. So he's mechuyev to accommodate the father, to feed the father, to clothe the father. So there is machlokes in the Gemara. Iboyo, when one accommodates the father, so with whose money does he have to accommodate the father? With his own money or with the father's money? Iboyo lo mishal mi. Rav Yudah omar mishal ben. So Rav Yudah says,
that one is mechuyev to accommodate a father, to feed him and to clothe him with the son's money. But Rav Nosson Bereishis says, no, he's not mechuyev to spend his own money on accommodating the father, on feeding the father, on clothing the father. But the father's money, so he is mechuyev to do all the work that is involved in accommodating the father with food and clothes and with all his needs. But he's not mechuyev to spend his own money. That his son is mechuyev to accommodate the father with all his needs with the money of the father, not with his own. And because of this, so the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, they all passed like Rav Nosson Bereishis that mishalom, because eirelei rabbonon Rav Yirmiyeh the amru lebrei Rav Yirmiyeh k'mandor mishalom. Meis. Nema akabel es Hashem esalbicho sinecho vimema akabel es Hashem ehoncho mal halom b'chisoron kis afkam b'chisoron kis. Just as kibud hamoke involves loss of money too, a Jew is mechuyev to lose money under many circumstances for the kovet hamoke. So in regard to kovet olivimei, he is also obligated to sustain loss, monetary loss. So we amre b'shalom mayna k'inuminei. But if we say that he is mechuyev to do have to accommodate the father in all his needs with the father's money, not with his own money, so that means he is not mechuyev to sustain loss. So how put the price says malahalom b'chisoron kis afkam b'chisoron kis lebitul milah. So this gemara says that even according to Rav Nosson Bereishis, that the chiyuv of kibud avein is only mishalav, so one is mechuyev to accommodate the father and the mother in all his or her needs with the father's money, not with his own money. So he is not mechuyev to sustain hefsed money, but to sustain milias arevach. Let's say the father tells him to go with him to a certain place, so and to buy certain things, to go shopping for it. And b'meila he has to abstain from working. So as a result of his abstention from working, so he lose money. But this is a different kind of monetary loss. It is a miniat, it is not hefsed momen, but miniat sorema. So the Gemara says that according to Mandoma, that Mishalab, so a son is not mechuyev to sustain hefsed momen for kibud avein being made, but to sustain minyas arevach, that is mechuyev. Toshu, beis achim shnei shutvim or bnei or abu talmidei teidim zeloze mas yasheni umachilim zeloze maise on. The halacha is that if someone is paid a maise yasheni his own, so then he has to be maise chayish. If he is paid as somebody else's, so he doesn't have to be maise chayish. The question is, when one brother is paid, two brothers, and one brother is paid, or two shutvim, or a father and a son, or a rabbi and a talmid, so they are very devoted to each other. So when one is paid the maaser sheni of the other, is it considered like being paid his own, memeila he has to be maaser b'chemesh, or it's not his own? So shalachirim, he doesn't have to be maaser b'chemesh. So the tisefte maaser sheni says, that pays achim shnei shutvim or bnei rabbi talmidei paid himself as a maaser sheni. It's considered like an achir, not like he's paid, like paid his own. And then the price says umachilim zeloze maizaron. In other words, two brothers or shnei shutvim or a father and a son, or so the son, let's say, and the father has to be supported, and the son has with him maizaroni, so he can take from the maizaroni and give it to the father. If the father is a poor man, vi amret mishal ben, so bishleimi, if we say mishalav, so then he's not mechuyev to spend his own money, to spend his own money on the support of the father. He's mechuyev to support the father with the father's money, but not with his own money. So Mimele, there is no Gezlani when he takes Maisa money and gives it to the father. Because the father is a poor man, and Maisa money belongs to Ani. The father is an Ani, so it belongs to him. But if you say that we shall ban, as Rav Yehuda says, so that means that he owes it to the father. So if the son wouldn't use the Maiseroni in supporting the father, so then he would use his own money. So now when instead of giving his own money, he uses the money of Maiseroni in supporting his father, so in effect he is paying his own debts with Maiseroni. So he is a gazlan of Monani. V'hi amret Michel Ben nimtzo ze pereyachim v'mishani lo yitzvicha lahadov. That according to the Mandoma, that we shall ban. So when the Vaisa says, Umachil himself is a Maiseroni, that Koavub Meis, or the son, can support the father with the moment of Maiseroni, so that is reference to a case where the father already received all the necessities. But he wants certain luxuries. So even the Mandoma, who says that we shall ban, so he's only mechuyev to spend his money on the necessities of the father and mother, but on the luxuries, adofe, over and above necessities, he's not mechuyev to spend the father's money. So he's not mechuyev to spend his own money. So mimele, he doesn't owe it to the father. So mimele, he can use the maiseroni in accommodating the father with luxuries. Now the question arises, Monefshah, if the father has already been accommodated with all the necessities of life, and he needs luxuries over and above the bare necessities of life, so how can he dare use maiseroni which belongs to Ani in support, in accommodating someone with luxuries? The answer is, insofar as the mitzvah zdoki is concerned, so the mitzvah zdoki is not limited only to necessities. The mitzvah of zdoki implies dei machzir asher yachzalei. So if a certain person has been accustomed, he was wealthy at one time, and he has been accustomed to a life of luxuries, and then he became a yerei, so then we are mechuyev mitzvah mitzvah zdoki to accommodate that person who throughout his life was accustomed to a life of luxuries, to accommodate him now that he's a yerei, also with luxuries. So mimele, it wouldn't be gezlani when the son uses the momenan, the maiseroni, in accommodating the father who has been used to a luxurious life with the luxurious needs. But he is not pereyachei v'mishan. Yoche, so the more is the kashe, Hayi diktone alo, Omar al-Yudeh, Tori miniro li mishemachil es odim maizon, that even though he can do it, in other words, it does not involve an iser of gezlani when he accommodates the father with the money of maizoni, but still it's a very improper thing. Tori miniro li mishemachil es odim maizoni, vihi lahadofe, But if it is only for luxuries, so why should there be an Isser? The price says that it's not considered guest, but it's not a proper thing. Why isn't it a proper thing? It's only Adofe, and he is not indebted to the father to spend his own money for the father's luxuries. It's still a cheap thing. I mean, when one uses the money of Maiseroni in accommodating the father with luxuries, so then it's still zila b'yus. Tosh, shal les Rav Lezer, adheichon kirudavei. So Rav Lezer was asked, what is the extent of the mitzvah of kirudavei? Omalem kideshiyite la'arnikev, yitzatkan oyam b'fonok, ve'inim achlimet. That if the father takes an arnikev wallet full with money, And the father throws it into the sea, he's going to throw it into the sea, so he should not stop the father. He shouldn't embarrass the father. So this is the extent of the mitzvah of Kibudah. We am that we shall all mine after minor. But if you say that he is mechuyev to come to the father in all his needs with the father's money, but not with his own money. So that means if the father tries to throw into the sea the harmonica that belongs to the son, then the son is allowed to stop it, even though it will involve a certain embarrassment for the father. So when isn't he allowed to stop the father? If the father tries to throw the harmonica, his own harmonica. So his own harmonica, that doesn't show any real miseras nefesh for kibudah vei. So why did the Reza say, kidei she yitil harmonica v'tichem lo yam v'chol z'machlo? So Gemara says, behold, Yer Hashem. It still involves a certain sacrifice, because he expects that he'll be the heir of his father to all the money, and here the father is trying to throw all his money into the yam. So there is minyas ha'evach. So it is mechuyev to sustain that loss of minyas ha'evach because of Kibud Aleh. Now, this is what the Gemara says. Now, case we said as follows. There are two important cases. Rav Yehuda ina Mishol Ben. So there is a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nosson Bareishe, whether one is mechuyev to accommodate the father in all his needs with his own money or only with the father's money. Midag dikri, liman the Omar Mishol Ben, in Nizdamele Kibudo, Vavides Atzme, Vavides Halele, Kitzat Yasi, in Yasi Bibudo, Vavides Halele, Kedemets, Keram Gnabilitzias, Yoch Lomal Yom Tartar Yom Shrey, Talmud Lema, ישי מבוב שטרו, תשעתי זה שמר, כל חיון בכלי, ואין על תר זה שם עלה עשית בכלי, ואין על תר זה בכלי, אם כן עבד את חבר כדם מקיבלי, ואין כותב אותו בי, ואם יעשי, ועבד את חבר, ועבד לא זיקי בהם, אז יחסים אפס כולי את חואב, שאו חוק כדם בכל אודו, ואם יעשי בעבד לא זה, הרי פרידו בפקדם למדום המשובט. So in other words, so he finds himself in a dilemma in regard to this problem. So, because the halacha is that if someone has to find his own aveide and his friends and the other fellow's aveide, so shalei iskeid v'shapavir. And then there is according to Rav Yehuda, one is mechuyev to sustain monetary loss for the mitzvah of kibudah. So suppose he is presented with this alternative. In other words, he has to be aseik in kibudah. And then he's also faced with the burden of looking for his own aveide, and also with the burden of looking for aveides chavere. So what can he do? So should he be asik in kibudobi? So then why? Because the father tells him, I want you to go with me shopping. I want to buy a suit. I want that you should buy a suit for me. But if you go shopping with the father, he will not be able to return the aveide of chavere, and it's a mitzvah deraisa that one has to return the aveide. So when the father tells him, don't return the aveide, you better go with me shopping, buy a suit for me. So in effect tells him to behave here on the mitzvah of Ashores Aveide, and the halacha is that when a father tells his son, don't be aseik in kibud amoke, in a certain mitzvah, you better be aseik in my kovet. So he's not supposed to listen to the father. So he cannot be aseik in kibudovi. Why? Because kibudovi is in conflict with the ashove of avides chavere. So what should we tell him? He has to be aseik in the ashove of avides chavere. But once we tell him he has to be aseik in the ashove of avides chavere, so then the halacha that avidosei avides chavere avidosei kedemes, so then his own aveid, the returning of his own aveid, has priority over the returning of the avides chavere. So what do we have to say? No, you better be aseik in your own aveide. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the returning of his own aveide is in conflict with kibudah, and he is mechuyev to sustain monetary loss. So he finds himself in the lam. So what should answer? So Tesis says, in other words, if someone is presented with three alternatives, either aseik b'kibudah, the father tells him, you go shopping with me, find a suit for me, and then also avides chavere and avides atzme. What should he do? We need a levi sheyaniach tridovi, v'avides chavere v'yasik b'avides. He is mechuyev to be aseik in avid. Why? Because he cannot be aseik in the kibudah. Because the halacha is that when the father tells him, behave on the mitzvah of the Torah, you shouldn't listen to the father. Here the father tells him, don't be a seikin asher saveiris chaveicho. Be a seikin like you. So he shouldn't listen. So he has to be a seik in Davides Chaveire. But then, if he's going to be a seik in Davides Chaveire, and Davides Chaveire is in conflict with Davidas, with the Chazore of Davides Atzmei, so shall ho keidem shall chaveicho. So in the name, so we tell you, you better be engaged in finding your own Avida. But then we say, but this is in conflict with Kibbutz, and according to Rabbi Yude, he's mechuyev even to sustain monetary loss in order to be kind to that. So he's mechuyev to lose his Avede, rather than to lose his Avede in order that he should fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz. So Teisva says, no. When we here we don't say that in regard to the two alternatives, either being gazing in his own Avede or in Kibbutz, that he has to be aising in Kibbutz, even though Rabbi Yude says Mishal Ben, because when does Rabbi Yude believe the Rishi Aniach Pidomi Vavinis Chaveru Yazik Vavinose? The whole day of our Kibbutz gave him Hayedach Kilon Yach Pidomi Vavinis Chaveru Yazik Vavinose with Mishal Zeru Vavakidu. Abu Vavinose, Kibishino of Mene Vavinda Atzmo in Aben Chayiv Vahavs is Vavinose Vishilovi. When does Rabbi Yude say that one is Mechuyev to spend his own money and the kibbutz of the father, if the money itself is going to be used in the kibbutz of the father? For example, if the father tells the son, now I want to buy a suit for $100, you go with me to this in the store and you buy the suit for me, I don't want to spend the money for it, you spend your own money. So then the money, the $100 that the son will spend, will be used in the kibbutz of the father. So according to Rabbi Yude, is mechuyev to spend the $100 on the kibbutz of the father, even though the father himself has the $100 to spend the talisut. So the according to view, the son is the chuyev to spend his $100. Masha'in can hear, in this case, if he's going, if the father tells him, you go shopping with me, don't try to find your aveide. So he'll lose the aveide, and that aveide that he'll lose will not be used in the kibbutz of the father. So in such a case, where the money that he loses is not used in the kibbutz of the father, then we don't say we shall bet. Now so we have to understand this. What's the logic? The view that says that the mitzvah of kibbutz aviyim implies that they start. The of Kibbutz implies that his son is mechuyev to sustain monetary laws in order to be mechavet on the dina. Now, here, in order to be mechavet on the dina, in order to accommodate the father in his desire to his son to go shopping with him, so he must give up his endeavor of finding his avet. True, that avet will not be the thing will not be used in the kibbutz of Avi. That what will displeasure the father, not the Davide itself. Davide will go up. It will eat the articles that will help the father buy. But what difference does it make? According to the view that there is a lot of Michel Ben, so it's the wish to sustain monetary loss, and the only way to accompany the father and his desire that the son should go shopping with him is by the son giving up the Avede. So maybe it's the way to sustain that monetary loss. What difference does it make whether he will be managed from the Avede Asmo or he will not be managed from the Avede? It's one difference. Right. Now let's see the next thing. Eirelei Blechtheit, Eirelei Rabonon Dibramatko, Eirelei Rabonon Rabirnei Kimandoma Mishoach. And because of that, so all the Rishonim passed like Hanukkah Mareishe, that the mitzvah of Kibbutz is Mishel Ov. In other words, that the son is mechuyev to accommodate the father, you know, in the father, you know, the father's needs, with the father's money, not with his own money. Mashma shekachalot. The same for time Bishut is the Ramachoy, the Parashat Vayish, Vayish Vayish, Uprota. Keiche the last little yod, the Yisrael Ben, Chayev Aben was not. So the Shilke, even though he passed it, like Abnosim Bareishe, that the Chiyuv of Kibbutz Av is Mishal Av, is not Mechuyev to
to spend his own money on kibbutz, but the father's money, he's only mechuyev to exert an effort in the kibbutz, but he's not mechuyev to spend his own money. So the shulchan says that's only if the father has money and the son has money. So then, according to Amnos Marishe, he's not mechuyev to spend his own money. He can spend the father's money. But suppose the son has money, the father does not have money. So then, even according to Rabbi Nosson Bar Eishe, so if Mechuyev has to spend his money on the father. Upota, he had the rest of the law. He needs to live in, Chayev Abem was not. So the shield is there. And then he says, V'chein pota shri v'rach, v'nein liov momen, v'abem yeshrei, v'tzorich abem v'tzal mitzim yishalei. So he, So first he mentions the name of the Shiltei, that where the father doesn't have, and the son has, so Chayev Abem was Novi, and then he mentions the same stock in the name of the Rindrach, that he, the father, does not have, and the son has, so the son is Mechuyev to spend his money supporting the father, so he should not be Gohuas and somebody else, the Mitzvah is okay. So we have to support every poor person. So why should the father be Gohua at the Nahe? He don't have Naroshe is Patiso. The Rav Akhil Ahu Gavne Vafni Yadu Meizut Alis Doke. Or as we have to say, Rav Akhil Rav Nosu. So the Alokhim is that we force a person to support the poor man, even though the poor man is totally unrelated to the rich man. So we still force the rich man to support the poor man. So the father is certainly not the worst. So, in other words, so, according to this stance, the reason is why the Rih and the Rach say that if the father does not have money and the son has, so the son is mechuyev to support the father because of Zuk. So it has nothing to do with Kibbutz Avei. But then he puts it. They that in the Yerushalayim, and they shall arrive to have it come to my family, to have to give us a number to the Soviet. They try in the whole of the Yerushalayim, that the Yerushalayim is going to be a shall have the Ruch, or that will go with the Kodosh, and we come with the Yerushalayim, or the Maya, I. So, Rabbi Yash asked him, why is he so grateful to you that he kisses your knee? The Oma, the Amdre, if you say to the Krish, the Grima, the Rizre, she has the Kokash, 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 she has the Bibio, Omlei, Ashkim Rika, Pirish Mechal Yadav, the Kedim, Pshita the Kedim. So Rabbi Yehudetsu, so this, the father, upon whose son, Rabbi Yehudetsu prevailed that the son should support the father, so he was so grateful to Rabbi Yehudetsu for the help extended to him by prevailing upon the son that he should support the father, that the father keeps his name. All right, so then, so the Yerushalmi says, Mechal Yadav, the Kedim, Pshita the Kedim, Ve'ed Rai in Yerushalmi, Shei Beis Rimao, Kavis Hashem Lehenko, Im Yishu Limon Min Chayet, Vimuaf Kota, Uvi Kibuda Ve'in Yama, Kavis Rabicho Vesilecho, Vimashma Ben Yishu Lehenko Ben Yen Lehen. So the Yerushalmi says, Tesis does it mention the whole Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Kovet of Ave'in is even more than Kovet Amoki. Because in regard to Kovet Amoki, the Posik says, Kavis Hashem Lehenko. Honor, Almighty God, with your wealth. If you have wealth, he has to honor. So in other words, if he has money, so he has to support the poor, he has to use the money on mitzvah. But if he does not have any money, he is not mechuyev to beg and to collect in order to be mekayem mitzvah. Mashem can hear it, I can keep it away. So the Torah says, have it in the Torah today. You must honor your father and your mother. Under all circumstances, whether you have hate, you have money, you don't have money, if you have money, so you spend your money and honoring your father and mother. If you don't have money, so you have eaten, you are forced to beg and to collect and to become a beggar in order to be mechaber the father and mother. So in other words, so take this mention two separate times as to why, even though we pass like have not embarrassed that we shall have, but if the father doesn't have money, and the son has, the son is mechuyev, and we are kafe, we force the son to support the father. So the first time is because we hate the wamach, so that then it has nothing to do with Mitzvah Zdoke. Then it's because, it's on the basis, it has nothing to do with Kibbutz Avei. So then it's based upon the Mitzvah Zdoke. because he's not Bogua Tanakh. But then he mentions the Yerushalmi, and that Yerushalmi is based upon the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avei. So in other words, takes the sheet in here, that from the point of view of Kibbutz Avei, even according to the Mandoma, that Mishalab, so it's only the fatherhead money and the sonhead. So then he's not Yechuyev to spend his own money. He can be Mechaber, the father and mother, with the father's money. The father doesn't want, he wants that his money should be kept in the bank. So the son is not Mechuyev to spend his money. Mashenkin is the father. If the father doesn't have money and the son has, so there is Mechuyev Tatkizalei. And the statement mentions Yoshalmi, it appears that not only the father doesn't have and the son has, the father doesn't have and the son doesn't have either. He's still the way to support. How will he support? He doesn't have. Let him there. Let him be Mechad also. That's the issue. Now, so, all the shaming pass, that, like Rav Noson Bereishit, that the chiyuv of Kibbutz Avei is Michel Av, he's not the way to spend his own money, but if the father doesn't have, if the father, that's only the father has, so he's not the way to spend his own money. But if the father doesn't have, then he is mechuyev, even according to Rav Noson Bereishit, to spend his own money. Furthermore, according to the text says, even if the son doesn't have either, so he is mechuyev to be mechaber al hapsochit, and raise money with which to support the father. Now, the Ritva says the same thing. וכי אמרים למשלוב, דווקא כשיש לו לא, אבל אם אין לו יום ויש לו לבן, חי לפעם את זה משלם. והביאו חי לדברי הם מתגעסים הם בירושלמי, תום הרבשים בן יחוין, הבן מר ובן הפסוחים, חי לבוס נסבי סוף. מוצאינו שהיא כפי דעקוס ובאל תבדעבי, יש גם מקרה זה, מקרה זה לא יהיה כאן לשם מהם חו, אם יש לו חמור מקבל, זה לא אספותה, ובתבדעבי נמקם, זה לא שמח לו, ויש לו חו ואין לו חו. יהיו כך, הודי, עושים לו בזמור, נתן כמה סבזכו, בדיוק זה מוסלולי כבי כשאין לו לה, אלו, למפחד מי רוצה? So the question of Isaac is, when the more has the kashe, מייס ונן הקבל את השם לסביך על צמחו, הקבל סביך על צמחו, ונן הקבל את השם מהם חו, מה להאו מחיסון קוט, עד כמה חיסון קי, ויאמו משלוב מה נפקיל מי למי, so the more has to be the terrence, with people מלוכה, why does the more has to be the terrence, with people מלוכה? Let the more say, that this vice is reference to a case, where the father wasn't there. So the Ritva says, they're not going to have it. But the Gemara gives another time. All right. So the Ritva Shite is like this. That even though we fasten, like Rav Noson Bereishit, that it's Mishalav, he's Mechuyev to spend only the father's money, and the Kibbutz Avei, not his own money. So that's only if the father has. But if the father does not have, he's Mechuyev to spend his own money. Furthermore, he's even Mechuyev to be Mechadar Apsochi in order to support the father. The Chinuch says the same thing. The Chinuch is the mitzvah of Metzimu. The mitzvah of Kibbutz Avei is the Tzarech HaMitzvah. So he says the same thing. And the Chinuch says, not only is Mechuyev to be Mechadar Apsochi, we are keeping to give his own money, if the father doesn't have. So the Shita of Tzarech, and the Shita of the Ritva, and the Shita of the Chinuch is definitely that even though we pass in the Mishalov, but if the father doesn't have, the son is Mechuyev to spend his own money on the support of the father. On the support of the father. The Rosh says here that if the father doesn't have, and the son has, so then the son is Mechuyev to support the father on the basis of his zloke only, not on the basis of Kibbutz. The Rosh says. So in other words, the Shita of the Rosh is like the first reason mentioned again. Since it mentioned both reasons, but the Rosh doesn't agree with the second reason mentioned again. So in other words, the Shita of the Rosh and the Ram also says that, he explicitly spelled it out, the Ram, that according to Mandoma, Mishalov, so the son is not required to spend his own money on the support of the father, on the basis of the Vada'ei, even if the father doesn't have any head, but only the father doesn't have any head, he's mechuyev to spend his money for the support of the father because of the mitzvah of zloke. But of course, in zloke itself, not priority. So of course, The Kohen had the priority over what was not the Kohen, and the among cravings. So the father and mother have priority over all other cravings. But it's on the basis of Zdokis, not on the basis of Ilame. Whereas according to Teitzves, according to the Chinuch, according to the Ritvo, so we don't have to resort to the mitzvah of Zdokis. It's on the basis of Kibud Av Ve'Im that his son is mechuyev to spend his own money on Kibud Av Ve'Im if the father does not have. And according to Teitzves, and the Chinuch, so even if the son doesn't have either, he's mechuyev even to be mechadar lapsom. Now, let's see the Rash, the beginning of the page. Now, the first mission, we say it every day. He was born in Shinon Shio. Hakeo la bikurim wa mira rayim is mus chasodi vitamoteo. He was born in Shio de Meichel to the same room as Eva, Keren Kayem Zulabo. So Kibud Av Ve'Im is mentioned. So the Rash says, Kibud Av Ve'Im kol ha'inyan mifurash kam b'Yerushalmi u'gvor ha'shalom u'tzerekam u'tzush. Yerushalmi, u'tzone rabishim le'yichol. Godel hu Kibud Av Ve'Im she'idit ha'yakodish bo u'chul ye'it ha'mikrei. Nema kabli sadiqa b'chimecho v'nema kabli ha'shem ha'inchol. Tzvindu l'mato, mitzvindu m'heinchol, l'mato m'chavde m'shechon ilchol. Mafri, Sleke, Chitchel, Pei, Tchum, Maisa, Maitadish, Maitashem, Maitaron, Yichale, Beise, Suke, Ruhe, Sheva, Tzvim, Tzitzes, Umach, Lezarev, Imash, Ketatmei, Im Yeish, Loch, Ato, Chai, Yuzuchol, Eile, Vimei, Lechoi, Ato, Chai, Vach, Atmei. Avo, Tishu, Boi, Tzul, Kibud Av Ve'Im, Bein, Sheyeish, Lechoi, Bein, Sheyeim, Lechoi, Tavim, Sovi, Chol, Etelecho, Vafim, Ato, Mitzabi, Chol, Apsochi, Peirush, Loi, Shei, Mitzabi, Apsochi, Nid, 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 So the Rash mentions the same Yerushalmi, the Teitzves mentions, the Ritvo mentions. But there is a machleket between Teitzves and the Rash. According to Teitzves, so the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that even according to the Mandoma, that we shall have and we ask like a Mandoma, so it's only if the father has. But if the father doesn't have, so he's mechuyev to spend his own money. And this is mechuyev to mechadar lapsochi. But according to the Rash, no. So if the father does not, even if the father does not have, he is not mechuyev to spend all his money in supporting the father, even though the son has. But why does Yerushalmi say that having Kibud Av Ve'Im, Chvid Amokei, because Chvid Amokei, so if he has, all right, so he has to be mechadar lapsochi. With his money, if he doesn't have, he's not mechuyev to mechadar lapsochim in order to be mekayim mitzvahs. But regarding Kibud Av Ve'Im, he's mechuyev even to become a beggar in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Im. So that Yerushalmi means, according to the Mandoma, Mishalav, that if, let's say, the father tells him, now I want you to take care of me. I want to every day in the morning, I want to take a walk. I have no one to take a walk with. So I want you to take care of me. And that means that he has to give up work. He can't work. He can't go to work in the morning. So is mechuyev to give up going to work in the morning in order to mechabed ol vime. So, but, the Nosson Bareishe says, Mishal Av is not mechuyev to sustain monetary loss. He's not mechuyev to sustain hefsed money. But here, giving up work, that's Minyas HaRevach. Minyas HaRevach is mechuyev to give up. Even if the Minyas HaRevach entails becoming a beggar, because if he will not go to work, he will not earn for a living, and then he'll have to collect. So he's mechuyev to do that. Very strange. But that's the pshat of the Rash. That's the pshat of the Rash. So in other words, so he's not mechuyev to sustain any monetary loss, what he would have. Even if the father doesn't have, and he is a millionaire, so he's not mechuyev to sustain monetary loss. But if it's not a question of hefset money that he already possesses, of losing money that he already possesses, but of abstaining from earning money, even if it involves such a hardship for him, that as a result of abstaining from work, he will be forced to become a beggar. That is the way. It's very strange. Seems to be contrary to common sense. Of course, there is a much bigger hardship involved in giving up work, and which ultimately will force him, you know, to become a beggar, than in spending money that he already possesses. Still, Rashi says that according to Mandoma, Mishalab, so he's not mechuyev to spend his own money, but to be mevatel tvotel memoche, even though as a result of the people memoche, he'll have to be mechazer of tochi, that is mechuyev. This is what he said. I said, Peyush, Luishi is saved with a psoch in little obif, Eloshim little obif mashev yode, yeitzon ich barz ala psoch in ishul atmo. Und wie geschieht das an Yerushalm im Aschman, die Meisele ist die Eitel man dobe mischel weg, und man die Oma mischel auf die Schlitche, die Kommissione der Kammer in Büchen nach Lilo, die Tumloche, die in Batten wach in ishul obif, this is what I explained before. Yeitzon ich lissal with a psoch in ishul atmo. Vein leima. So that's his own shit. Then he mentions the Shikitatesis. And the Rash reject. Very lema, the man doma Mishalam, made the Leslie Leal, Chayuva ben Mishalatzme, this is what Teisa says, this is what the Chinuch says, this is what the Ritva says. So he says we cannot say like that. Din Kein, Kitvon, we say Terekam in English, Kavid Hashem Eheiko, Bechison Ki, Avkal Zidich with the Son Ki. So the Gemara gives a Teret, with the Tum Loche. So why does the Gemara have to give the Teret with the Tum Loche? Let the Gemara say, this vice is reference to the case where the father of his death, so the Vitra says, Eino Haname. But the Gemara wants to give a Teret that can apply to a case that the price, so that the price could have reference to a case where the father does that, and he's still Mechuyev to be Matan Ulachi. But he doesn't like this Teret by the Vitra, the Rash. So he says, so the fact that the Gemara didn't give the Teret to the price of Mark, Ma Kabbalah Hashem Eincho with his own keys, Ma Kabbalah Zibichah with his Mechah with his own keys, has reference to a case where the father doesn't have any money. So shows that even when in a case where the father doesn't have money, so the son is still not mechuyev to sustain monetary loss. So how do we have to explain the Yerushalmi? So we have to apply the Yerushalmi to be the Meloche. So then he's mechuyev to sustain all the monetary loss involved in the Meloche, in the Yerushalmi. But not the monetary loss of hefset money, of losing money that he already owes. Elavada ilimandola mishalov, ilesle ilohavele kishor amirdal. So the Rash is chelik on the chinuch, and teisves, and the rib. Now, let's see what the Rambam Now, all the Shinim Paschal are not Mareish, that is Mishalav. But what is the Rambam Shite in regard to the case where the father doesn't have and the son has? So, of course, he's certainly Mechuyev at least on the score of Zdok, but he's in Mechuyev on the score of Kimdaf. Perkei, Perkvov, Milchas Mamre, Haloche, Gimu. Ezeu Meira, Ezeu Kibu. Meira, Loi, Medikei Meri, Loi, Yeshe, Medikei. Loi, Yisei, Serazbon, Loi, Machi, Yazbon. Loi, Yitcha, Loi, Bishmoi, Loi, Bechai, Loi, Meisei. Ela, Ima, Rabba, Mori. Ho, Yoshim, Odi, Vishim, Rabbi, Kishim, Achei, Mishan, Eshmo. Yino, Yishem, Niza, Bikachel, Kishim, Bishim, Shu, Pela, Shina, Kodoshim, Dei. Bala, Shem, Shikirem, Bemesor. כי נעברו מיצוק יעקב נשחי יצא במחובו של כל זמן, כי רבים אחרים שלא בפונו. ואם יקחו, איזהו כיבוד, מאחר ומאש, כמהו בשמחה, תן לי שלום. So he passed through like a Muslim Bareish. The mitzvah of Kibbada, Bishmi Shalom. Vimei Momin Lo. Vyeish Momin Liben. Keifin Eisei. Vizon, Ovi Vimei Kifi Masha Uyoch. So what does it mean? Vimei Momin Lo, Vyeish Momin Liben. Kevin is a vizon of the vim and kifim ashiyoche. Mean on the score of Zdoki or on the score of Kibuda? So on that point, we have a machlekes between Tesis and the Rosh. Teisves and the Ritva and the Chinuch say on the score of Kibla, also, and the Rosh and the Ram say only on the score of Zdok. But what is the Rambam Shita? So whether the Rambam Shita is like Teisves or the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh, so according to this Yosef, the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh and the Ram.
Then,
So according to the Bis Yosef, so the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh and the Ram. We may moment we all be each moment we bend. Kepi may say we zon obin the ime kifi mashu yochet. Why? On the basis of Zorke. Lo ye go wa meach. The documentation the Ramo on the two is Chirich. And he says that the Rambam Shita, since the Rambam doesn't mention Bitzat Zoke, and the Rambam doesn't mention that Matone Sanim or discusses Zoke, he mentions it here, in connection with Kibud Avim. So it's a raya that the Rambam means on the basis of Kibud Avim. And the same Achleke between the Bitz Yosef and the Darkimeshe, the Ramo, is in regard to the Shita of the two. What is the two Shita? So it's a Achleke Rishayim. The Shita of Teitzves and the Likva and the Chinuch is that it's on the basis of the Tala doesn't have and the Son has, so is Mechuyev on the basis of Kitabei. And the Shita of the Rosh and the Ram is only on the basis of Zok. So there's a Machleke between the Bes Yosef and the Ramo as whether the Rambam Shita is like Teitzves or it's like the Rosh and the Ram. And the same Machleke between the Bes Yosef and the Ramo and the Akinesia is in regard to the Shita of the two. Now let's see what it was. In Simon Reish Ben. Vizeh shem achileu mashkeu hayin mishalo. Im yeshle. Avo abene mechayev rituwe mishalo. Vimeu lo vyeshle ben kei bimei se vizone sovi kei pima shu yohet. Vimeu li ben e mechayev vazer al apsochen. Lahache lo. Avo chayev lechati vigut. Avo pin שמתחקר בוטל מולחתי להצטורך לחזר על הפשוט. So then the two says in so many words that if he has to be bottom mulachtei even though it will involve מחזר על הפשוחים, so that is מחויית to do. Now, but when the two says we may, so the yesh, in any way all, the yesh will bear the case in it, and it's not involved with Kipi Mashu Yochei. So the Bes Yosef says, Kipi Mashu Yochei, on the basis of Zdokov, but not on the basis of Kibbalah. And the Archimedes says the two means Kibbim Asheru Yochel on the basis of Kibbalah. Now, the Chinuch says that we are Kibbalah. That if somebody doesn't want to support his father, if the father doesn't have money and the son has, and the son refuses to support the father, so Kibbalah. So the Michal Chinuch raises the question more at the end, at the very end of course, Mamesh the last. So the Gemara says that we are not cases. Now, if the general rule is that if somebody refuses to be hiring the formatting in such a case enough, move the military, shook him in the age, so the Aloha means that Makin has been enough. But, now let's see how the Mechaba mentions this. So there is a machleker between the Bes Yosef and the Ramo as to whether the Shittas the Rambam and the Shittas are true. Is it like a Teitzves or like the Rosh? Now, in Simen Reish Met, Sif Eitz, Ze Shemachilu Reim Ashkeyu Mishalach, Im Yesh, Vimei Leo, Vimei Shleben, Kaysinay says, the son of me, Kifri Mashu Yohe. So Imam is the Rosh and the Rambam. We may live there, and the Chayev Lechazer of Apsochim, Lehachil Esau. Lehachil Esau. So then, and then he continues. Before I mention that Goyet Ramon, which is in the post. We may live there, and the Chayev Lechazer of Apsochim, Lehachil Esau. Abo, Chayev Lechazer of Apsochim, אף על פי שנזכר בו יום ממחתם, היסטורי בכלל זה על הפסוח. So I'm like, so this is like the rush in faith, because according to Teitzves and the Ritva, so the Aloha is, and that's the Yerushalmi, that if the father doesn't say, so then the son is Mechuyev to support the father, not only if the son has, but even if the son doesn't have either. So he's still mechuyev to support. How can he support? He has to be mechuyev l'avtoch. Hadavtoch. That's the shite of Teisves and the Ritva. But the Rash says that when Yerushalmi says that Nema Kabbat Zavichot Zenecho, Nema Kabbat Hashem Heicho, so Heicho means he doesn't have to be Mechad Al-Apsochi, but Kabbat Zavichot Zenecho implies that he even has to be Mechad Al-Apsochi, so he doesn't mean that he has to be Mechad Al-Apsochi in order to raise money for the father. But if he's a working man, and the father tells him, you spend some time with me, take care of me, and because of that he has to give up the work, so he can't earn any money, so then he'll be forced, as a result of the kibbutz begufe, so he'll be forced to mechad al-apsochi. So that is mechuyev. Without other mitzvahs, he is not mechuyev to give up working in order to be behind the mitzvah of Esther. But in regard to kibbutz aveim, he is mechuyev to give up working. But to raise money to mechad al-apsochi and give money to the father, that's not. So the mechadah says, we mainly hold the issue then came to me and said, it's all not this Kimashi Yochit. We mainly then, in the Chayyav Chazar HaTzoch and Mahakla Sohi, like the Rash, he says, Abol Chayyav Chazar Bigufi, Abol Tishem Itzachkar Botel Mimachtei, we would story Chlazer Al HaTzoch. Then he says, Vidavke, so it's like the Rash. But then he says, Vidavke the Yisle Ben Mizemet, Liyan Zune Ha'udeni, Abol Ilesle, Lo Yechayyav Botel Mimachtei, Vilavze Al HaTzoch. This he got from the Torah, and the Torah mentions that in the name of the Ramah. But how does the Mechaber mention the Aloche by the Ramah, that even though he is Mechuyev, to be Mivadel Mimachti, to abstain from working in order to be Mechaber the Father, and even though as a result of his abstention from work, so he'll be forced to be Mechaber Apsochi, he's still Mechuyev to do it, so that's only if the son has enough money for his own support, for the son's support, for that day. And the father tells him, now you go with me for a walk. And because of that, the son cannot go to work that particular day. Now, he has enough money for food for that day. But if he will not be working this day, so tomorrow he won't have any money. So tomorrow the son will have to be mechaber apsochi. So then he's mechuyev to abstain from working today as long as he has enough food for today, even though as a result of his abstention from work today, tomorrow he'll have to be mechaber apsochi. But if he doesn't have enough money for today's food, so then he's not mechuyev to abstain from work. That's what he says. Vidavke v'yisli ten mizemez v'yazuna ha'uyeyim. Abo v'yilesley v'yichayet v'yivadil v'yilachte v'yilazda v'yilazda. Where did the Mechaber get it? He got it from the Torah. And the Torah mentions that in the name of the Ramah. Now I want to repeat the lotion of the Torah. From the very beginning, he said, V'zeh shemachileyu mashkeyu hayne mishalov im yeshu. Abo laben v'yichayet v'yitlein mishalov. V'meyle avi yesh leben, keifin neyse v'son esobi, kifimashu yochit. V'meyle ben in chayu v'arzer al apsochim, lehachil ohi. So that's not like Shittas HaTetzveh, Shittas HaRitvah. That's like Shittas HaRash. Abo chayu l'chapte v'kufei, afo tishim terkar v'otem l'machtei, v'yitzkoish v'arzer al apsochim. This is how the Rash explains the Yerushalmi of the chayu l'apsochim. V'kos av haramah, davke v'yisle leben nomeine le'azune de'yahuyeyim. אבל לסלי ולחייף לבטל ממחתי ולחזר על הפסוחים וישם שבשעות דבורים שהשמוש משם נשבוין את רבים. So this is the lotion of the Torah in the name of the Ramah. And the Mechaber mentioned אבל חייף לחפתי בגופי אבל כשבטח קר בוטל ממחתי ויצטורך להחזר על הפסוחים. So that was mentioned by the Torah himself. And then he mentioned ודווקא דיסלי בן מזיינס להזונה הוא ימה, אבל הוא לסלי, ומחי ומאת לו מחי ועדו הפסוחי. That is mentioned by the two in the name of the Ramah. The Gro is Masik on the Mechaber. And the Gro says that the Mechaber was Mitzarei two shittes that are in conflict with each other. Now, so the Gro says that the two himself understood the Kavon of the Ramah. but that the Mechaber did not understand the Kavone of the Ramah. This is what the quote says. He says that the two really mentions two separate kids. The two zone shittin is like the Rash, that the death Yerushalmi, which says, Nema Kabbaz Hashem Eichu, Nema Kabbaz Zedekha Yitzimera. So, Kabbaz Hashem Eichu, Im Yesh Lehem, He's Mechuyah. So he's Mechuyah to be Machlis Arevim, Lach Yisiz Atzmei, and Lahal Bishat Arumi, to buy a Lulev, to build a Zuke, Sheifer, everything. If he has, if he doesn't have, he's not Mechuyah to collect, and then buy a Sheifer, buy it. So he will not be Mekayim Mitzvah of Sheifer if he doesn't have. He's not Mechuyah to Mechadar Atzochi in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah of Sheifer. Mashen came by Kabbaz Zavichov Asimecho, Nema Kabbaz Zavichov, whether you have or you don't have. So the Rash says that it doesn't mean that that according to Mandoma, that Mishalav, so it doesn't mean that it is Mechuyev to collect money in order to support the father. But it means that if the father tells him, you spend some time with me, and because of that, he has to abstain from work, so he has to abstain from work even though this abstention from work will entail Mechadal Apsochim later. So the two mentions that she, then he says, because of a Ramah, which is contrary to his own sheet. But he just mentions the Ramah sheet. And the Ramah sheet is the grosses, and this was the Kavon of the two, that the Ramah sheet is contrary to the Rashi Pshat. The Ramah holds that this Yerushalme that says that Nemakavus Vichol Silecho, he is the Huya Vizit of Mechadal Apsochim, accords with Rav Yudah, who says, we shall bet. So the male according to Rav Yudah, that the Yerushalmi said, that according to Rav Yudah, that what his son is Mechuyev, to spend his own money on the kibbutz of the father mother. So even if the son doesn't have any money, he is still Mechuyev to collect, to beg and to collect. Masha'in came according to Rav Nosson Bahrishi and Yishalom. So his son is not Mechuyev to spend money on kibbutz of the male. So the male, not only he isn't Mechuyev, to spend money that he has, but if, let's say, the father asks him to spend some time with him, with the father, and that means that he will not be able to go to work, so if, as a result of abstaining from work, he'll have to be mechazal apsochim. So according to Amos Bareishe, he's not mechuyet to abstain from work, if this abstention from work will entail chizul apsochim. So, but the Yerushalmi, according with Rav Yudah, according to Rav Yudah, who says Mishal Ben, so he's Mechuyev even to be Mechadal Apsochim. But according to Rav Nissim Barav Eishe, that he says Mishal Av, so he's certainly not Mechuyev to be Mechadal Apsochim. Even if the Chizal Apsochim will be a result of Bitul Melochet, he is not Mechuyev to abstain from work if that will entail this kind of a hardship that he will force to become a pauper and to beg money and to collect. So, in other words, so when the Ramah says, because of the Ramah, Daske the Yisrael Ben Momene, Le'azune Be'ahuyeime, the Ramah doesn't mean Ahuyeime this day. He means in general. So, when is the Mechuyev, the Ramah says, when is the Ben Mechuyev to abstain from work in order to be Mechavid Olvine, is even with the abstention from work, he will not sustain any great hardship. He will not become a pauper. But if as a result of the abstention from work, he'll have to be Mechadal Apsochim, so then he doesn't have to do it. Whether he'll be Mechadal Apsochim today or tomorrow or next week or a month, as long as he knows that as a result of the abstention from work, he'll have to be Mechadal Apsochim, he does not have to be Mevatel Umah. So even though the Ramah says, he doesn't mean how he is after that. So in other words, so the Gros says, that there is a machleket between the two and the Ramah. So according to the two, the Yerushalmi that says that his son is Mechuyev for Kibbutz, even to be Mechadal Apsochim. So as reference to a case where the father tells the son to be Mevatel Melachta, and because of that the son will have to be Mechadal Apsochim. So that even according to Rav Yosef Bareishe is Mechuyev to do. According to Ramah, just as he's not Mechuyev to spend his own money on the support of the father, he is not even Mechuyev to be Mevatel Melachta, if as a result of the Bitul Melochet, he will have to be Mechazal Apsochim. But the Yerushalmi quotes with the view of Rav Yehuda, but the Galkon Kamos Mareche, he is not mechuye vidin to be mechadal memachte, if on account of the bitul memoche, he'll have to be mechadal atzot. So Menele, he must be kind of mechadal, the mechadal mentions first the sheet of the Torah. He says, "V'meili ben in chayu v'chadu atzochim v'achle sovid, avu chayu v'chadu v'gufein, avu pishem v'zirkav v'otum v'machtein v'histor v'chadu atzochim." There's the sheet of the Torah, and then he mentioned the sheet of the Ramah. They are faced, they are in conflict with each other. V'davke, he says, "V'davke diis lo yibem izinnes, le'azun ha'u yinne, avu li leslein, lo mechayu v'vatu v'machtein, v'lam v'al atzochim, v'al atzochim." Now, so he says, "V'davke hu tomuach." ובהם את דרמת מוריק על הנער, וכשמקוצת רבי ירוחם בשמי, וירושלם הצפירו על הקיבוץ בשלבן, ואין לגמור את דרום משהו לך בדמוקה, דרו איתי ירושלם את אין מה, ין צה המקרה נשומות. Now, so we have to understand the מחלקת between the מחבר and the קור. Now, one thing is clear. I mean, it's not that the קורית במחבר So there's a difference whether you'll be Mechadu HaPsochim today or be Mechadu HaPsochim tomorrow. The difference doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. I mean, in one of them, if he's Mechuya to sustain the hardship of becoming a beggar for Kibbutz, so what difference does it make whether he'll be a beggar today or be a beggar tomorrow? But what the Mechadu means, and that's his pshat in the Ramah, in other words, when, let's say, if the son knows that if he'll abstain from work, he won't have any food for the day, so then it's a vanity to him. He knows exactly how much he is. So he knows that if he'll spend time the whole day with the father and he'll have to abstain from work, he won't have food, so he knows it's a vanity that he'll be mechadal atzochim. But if he has enough money for food for a number of days, but if he will not earn any money today, so then, maybe later, tomorrow, after tomorrow, or a week later, he won't have any money for it. So it's only himself. So this is what the Mechaber means. The Mechaber doesn't mean that there is a distinction per se between Mechaber Lapsochim today and Mechaber Lapsochim tomorrow. That doesn't make sense. But it means, Vidav Keli Yisrael Ben Yisrael 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 So it's Yivadai Mechaber Lapsochim. So maybe it's not Mechuyeh. So there is no vadai that it will be mechadal atzochim. But maybe he thinks if I don't work today, so then all the money will gradually be spent, and then maybe a day later I won't have money for food. Maybe, but maybe a day later. Right now he's not working, but tomorrow he might find work. So maybe it's only something. So maybe. He is mechuyev to abstain from work and to assume the risk, the possible risk, of being mechazer lapsochi a day late, since it's not a vada mechazer lapsochi. Avoli lesle, but if he doesn't have a penny in his pocket, so if he doesn't, if he abstains today from work, he knows he'll be mechazer lapsochi. So if it is vada that he'll be mechazer lapsochi, then he's not mechuyev to abstain from work. אבל היא לסלה, לא מחייב לבטל ממחתי ולחזר לתת. All right, but we have to understand. I mean, this is obvious, this is what the Mechaber means. But we, so in other words, so the goal holds that even on Sofit, he's not the Mechuyev. According to Mechaber, so when isn't he Mechuyev? When isn't he Mechuyev to abstain from work? Only if it's a Vadai that is a result of the abstention from work, he'll be Mechaber Sofit. But if there is a Sofit, So then he's Mechuyev, and according to the Kroh, even if there is a mere Sofit, not a Vadai, that he'll be Mechadal HaPsochim, so he's still Potter. So he's still allowed to abstain, so he's not Mechuyev to abstain from that. So the question is, on what point do the Mechaber and the Kroh differ? Then, when the Mechaber says, now, so far I just wrote it, the Lashon of Mechaber, and I didn't mean the Lashon of the Hagoyes HaRamot, which is interposed between the first step of Sifei and the second step of Sifei. Now, again, Sifei, the Mechaber says, Zeh shemachilei umashkei umishalov, vei im yeshle, vimei li ov yesh li ben, kei kinei se, vizom obis ki filmashu u yochit, vimei li ben, im yechayim v'chadar apsochim ma'akul esochim. So then, der Amor verjagt der Jagur. Wie jen Schengrin, den er heil wittelei Rachmasche mit hohe Glitterei gesagt. So, the Shach raises the question. Now, I mentioned before that there is a machleken between the Bes-Yosef and the Ramor as to what the Shittas of the Rambam is. So, the Bes-Yosef says that the Shittas of the Rambam is not like Teisves, it's like a Rosh, that if the father doesn't help and the son helps, so he's the Chuyev to support on the score of Tzloke, not on the score of Kimnamei, and the Tarkimish, the Ramor says, no, that the Shittas of the Rambam is like Teisves. Now, so the Mechaber mentioned Mamish, and the same Achlekes is in regard to the Shita of the Tur. So the Bes-Yosef says the Shita of the Tur is like the Rosh's father, and the Ramon and Artemisha says the Shita of the Tur is like Teitzves and the Rit and the Chil. So now the Mechaber copied the Roshin of the Rambam and the Tur. Zeshem Achleyu, Mashkeyu, Shalom, Vein, in Yeshvei. He mainly owes in Yeshvei, Vein. Kifin, they say, is on Obis, Kifima, Shu Yochel. Mam is the Roshan of the Rambam and the Tur. So it is obvious that the Mechada is the same person as the Bes-Yosef. So that he meant, since he Mamish copied the Roshan of Rambam, that he meant on the score of Zoket. Because he is the one who says with the Pshat in the Rambam, he is on the score of Zoket. Because he says, and the eye of the Mechada is, of the Bes-Yosef is, because the Rambam uses the word, the Rambam, the Tur, uses the word, Kifima Shu Yochel. That's a word that is Svore in Zdoke, Kifima Shu Yochel. But in Kibudavei, there is no such thing, Kifima Shu Yochel. Either it's Mechuyev or it's not Mechuyev. Yochel or not Yochel is not important. So the Raya of the Bes-Yosef, that the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Rambam agreed with Shittas HaRosh and the Ram, not with Shittas HaPesach and the Ritvo, is because the Rambam and the Tur use the Roshin Kifima Shu Yochel. And the Mechaber, Mamish has the same Roshin. So it is obvious that the Mechaber means on the score of Zokit. So all of a sudden, the Rambam says, V'yei Sheimrin, the Nechai Vritulei, Rak Shemichuyev Vritulei Zokot. This is what the Mechaber means. So the Shach asked the Kashi, why does he say V'yei Sheimrin? So he says, in view of the fact that the Rambam in the Archimedes is really kind of Mechaber, and he says that the Pshat in the Rambam is not in view of the fact that the Ramon in the Archimedes is Chelikan Bes-Yosef, and he says in the Archimedes that the Pshat, the Rambam Shite, is like Teisves, not like the Rosh. And here, he copied the Mechaber, copied the Rosh in the Rambam, and according to the Archimedes, so the Pshat in the Rambam is that he's Mechuyev on the score of Stoke, in other words, like the Shittas of Teisves, but then there is the Shittas of Rosh and the Ram, that only, the Ramosh Shitta is, that the Rambam, according to the Rambam, is Mechuyev on the score of Yehuda Vein, but according to the Rosh and the Ram, it's certainly on the basis of Stoke only, not Yehuda Vein. That's why he says, V'yishem Rehim Chayu Ritmulei, Rat Mash Mechuyev Ritmulei Stoke. So the question is, if that is the reason as to why he says we shame him, so he says, Yulinire, the Rambam Svirale Kmuteisve, Avo Ye Shemrin, the Vihusvirale, the Mechuye, Mitzatim Dabei, Avo Ye Shemrin, the Chai Vitule, Rakmishchoye Vitule. The Tloshin Vye Shemrin, the Chai Vitule, Rakmishchoye Vitule, is expressive of the Kavone that according to that Chitok, which is the Roshan Rambam, which is Mamesh, the Roshan Rambam, so he's Mechuyev to give more than one is Mechuyev to give ordinarily on the score of the Roshan. But the question is, for the Mechaber, the Ramor certainly knew that the Mechaber held that the Shittas Rambam is like the Roshan Rambam. So in Mele, when the Mechaber said, Kifim Asher Yochel, he also meant, they in Chayu Vitnuli Rak Masher Mechuyev Vitnuli Zok, and not more. So why do they say Yeshem? These are the difficulties in that. Now, there is one difficulty in that Gemara. Gemara says there is a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nosson Bar Reish, where the kibbutz they in Mishal Ben or his Mishalah. So according to Rav Yehuda, so what is Mechuyev? To be Mechavi Dolor Vimei, with the son's money, and according to Amos Maration, we pass to Amos Maration, a son is mechuyev to be mechabed on vimei only the father's money, not with his own. Not with his own. So then it means that according to Amos Maration, the extent of the obligation of Kibbutz Be'eri is much less than the extent of the obligation of any other mitzvah. Now we know in any other mitzvah, can a person say he has to buy an esrei, so he will say, all right, I want to buy an esrei, but let somebody give me the money to buy an esrei. Why should I spend?